Married at First Sight. Chapter 4239. The Lafayette family may not be as prominent as the Stone family, but they are still wealthy, making the marriage between the two families a strong match. Audrey holds high expectations for her eldest daughter-in-law because she believes that as the future head of the family, her eldest son needs a wife who can rise to the occasion. She worries that someone from a smaller family may lack the vision and experience necessary to handle the responsibilities of the Stone family. For her second daughter-in-law, however, she only cares about having a good character. Elisa reassured her mother, saying, "My second brother is amazing. He'll meet the right girl when the time is right. These things depend on fate. When it's meant to be, nothing can stop it. If the timing isn't right, it can't be forced. Maybe he's just destined to marry later." Audrey sighed. At this point, he's already considered late. You don't need a fortune teller to see that. She suddenly took her eldest daughter-in-law's hand, patted it gently, and said with admiration, "Alice is still the best." Alice smiled, fully understanding the deeper meaning behind her mother-in-law's words. Years ago, she had fallen in love with Clive at first sight and had pursued him relentlessly, just like her sister-in-law, Elisa, had pursued Zachary. At first, Clive was completely indifferent to Alice, much like how Zachary had treated Elisa. No matter how much she did for him, he wouldn't even look her way. Alice chased him for a long time without success, eventually feeling disheartened and giving up. Ironically, the moment she stopped pursuing him, Clive started chasing her instead. He had unknowingly fallen for her during her pursuit, and when she finally walked away, he realized his true feelings. Fearing she might move on, he quickly made his move. That's how they ended up together now, a loving couple with a happy little family. Audrey had always been supportive of Alice and had encouraged her from the very beginning. She believed that if Alice hadn't pursued Clive so persistently, he would probably still be single. Because of this, Audrey adored Alice. Their relationship was more like that of a mother and daughter rather than a typical mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Elisa, inspired by Alice's success, had once believed the same approach would work with Zachary. No matter how cold Zachary was toward her, she refused to give up, thinking that if her sister-in-law had won over her brother, she could do the same. Unfortunately, Zachary was not Clive, and her persistence didn't work on him. "Mom, I'm going to grab something to eat," Elisa said, teasing her nephew before handing him to her mother. She gathered some fresh fruit and snacks before heading out. Daryl remarked, "We're not even officially married yet, but every time I leave home, I have to pack something for Remy." Grandpa Jimenez chuckled. As the saying goes, 9 out of 10 daughters are thieves. "Your daughter takes whatever she wants, but at least your son-in-law isn't as greedy," he teased. Daryl sighed. "Okay, just pretend I didn't say anything." When Elisa arrived at the villa, she saw Remy right away. He smiled as soon as he spotted her. "I was just about to call you, and here you are. We're so in sync. I figured you had finished cooking, so I brought you some fruit." "These are all your favorites," she said, handing him the fruit. The snacks, however, were her own favorites. The ones at Remy's house were either bought by him or brought over from her mother's home. Either way, both houses felt like home to her. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4240. Chapter 4240. "Thank you," Remy said, accepting the fruit. He already felt warm inside before even taking a bite. They walked into the house together. The dining table was set with 4 dishes and a soup, all of Elisa's favorites. Being cared for like this felt amazing. Even though she had already snacked before dinner and wasn't very hungry, she still ate a lot. She simply couldn't resist Remy's cooking. "Remy, your cooking just keeps getting better. You're almost catching up to the 6th son of the York family." Tatum York was famously known as the God Chef due to his exceptional culinary skills. Remy was aware of Tatum's reputation, though they weren't particularly close. Tatum had been away from Wiltspoon for months, and Remy had to think for a moment to even recall what he looked like. "As long as you like it, that's all that matters," Remy replied. His secret cooking practice was finally paying off. Compared to Zachary, Remy felt confident he had the upper hand in at least one thing: cooking. Finally, he had found something where he could surpass Zachary. Of course, he kept that thought to himself. Alisa had no idea he still measured himself against Zachary. Although Zachary had never loved her, in Remy's mind, he was still a former romantic rival. Deep down, Remy wanted to match Zachary or even outshine him. Of course, these subconscious thoughts didn't affect his friendship with Zachary. "I haven't seen the sixth young master of the York family in a long time," Remy remarked. Alisa nodded. "Serenity told me he went to Annenberg in Province X to work as a private chef for the eldest daughter of a wealthy family." Remy raised an eyebrow. "He gave up his business to cook for someone else? He owns so many restaurants and hotels, why would he leave all that behind? He's obsessed with cooking. I think he just wants to learn more," Alisa replied, setting down her utensils. "I can't eat another bite. If I do, I'll need to roll out of here." She added, "Have I ever told you about Grandma York's matchmaking tradition? She picks out potential wives for her grandsons, gives them a photo and basic details: name, age, education, job, and then tells them to court the woman for a year." Remy nodded. "Yeah, you've mentioned it a few times. Honestly, I think Grandma York is way smarter than my grandmother. My grandmother is straightforward, but she doesn't stress about marriage like Grandma York does. Old Mrs. Johnson had always been easygoing. She believed that marriage was a matter of destiny, and that people should just go with the flow. She often said, 'If it's meant to be, it'll happen. If not, don't force it.' But Grandma York took a different approach. She actively arranged matches for her grandsons, ensuring they settled down. Perhaps it was because they all listened to her so well, or maybe she was just bored and wanted something to do. Either way, she had managed to get them all married, making it a win-win. That was Grandma York's way, and no one dared to interfere. Her grandsons respected her and followed her lead in finding their wives. In the end, they got their happily ever afters, and she got to enjoy playing matchmaker. Everyone won."